Hi, BKFK listeners. Do you remember the story we wrote called The Mysterious Magical Mansion?
Charlotte Maximo Ruby McDrew was a rather unusual child. Of all the things that would interest her most were creatures both wicked and wild.
How would you like a beautifully illustrated 32-page book of that story? Well, we are extremely excited to announce that we will soon be launching a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds to publish the book. We have already teamed up with an amazing illustrator called Adrianto, who has drawn us the first few pages of the book. They are better than we could ever have imagined. Go look at them on our webpage. You won't regret it. You can help us bring the story to life by backing us on Kickstarter. When you back us, you will receive the book as well as many options of additional rewards, such as personalized birthday stories, the personalized adventure story, as well as bundles of up to 50 unpublished BKFK stories for you to keep forever. Our campaign launches on the 11th of April, 2022. You can have a sneak peek on our website, buykidsforkids.co, in which you can also see our video where I get burnt by a real dragon. Or you can just click on the link in the show notes of this episode. In this episode, we have a brilliant cast from all around the world.
My name is Lara, and I am from Spain, Italy, and United States of America. I really like puppets and bunnies and cats, especially kitty cats.
My name is Yunji. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Korea, and my favorite subject is art.
Hi, my name is Goldie. I'm 7 years old. I live in Kyneton in Australia, and I really like cats.
Hello, my name is Takshri. I'm from India. I have my own podcast named Story Glory on Spotify.
Hi, my name is Nicholas. And I am 6 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C., and I like playing with my Lego.
My name is Liam. I'm 8 years old, from Spain and Italy and America, and I really like monsters, mythical creatures, and snakes and dinosaurs.
You guys are the best. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Magic Mirror. Once upon a time in Spain, the king was in his palace. He was lying back in his special chair that could tilt backwards. He was being attended to by a thin little man with a long curly moustache and lively green eyes. He was the king's barber. He had just placed a warm towel over the king's eyes and had begun to snip away at the king's hair with a pair of scissors. The king sighed.
What is it, Your Majesty?
Asked the barber.
I think the time has come for me to get married,
said the king.
Very good,
said the barber.
However, there is one problem.
And what is that, my lord?
I don't know who I should marry. I'm not interested in marrying just anyone. I want to find a woman of good character. A real companion. I'd like to find a woman who is interesting and interested in the world. She must be kind and clever and playful and imaginative. But how on earth will I find such a person?
The barber continued to cut the king's hair in silence. And then suddenly he stopped.
Your Majesty, I think I might be able to help you find your perfect match.
Indeed,
said the king. The barber winked and said,
Leave it to me.
That evening, he was in the most popular tavern in the city, called the Painted Dragon. It was full of lively people who were eating, telling jokes, and gossiping about the latest news. The barber took a sip of ale and then said to his old friend Gertrude,
"The king wants to get married."
"Married?"
spluttered Gertrude.
"To who?"
"That's the problem,"
said the barber.
"He's looking for the right woman. It's up to me to find the perfect match."
A few people close by stopped their conversation and began to listen to the barber.
"You? Why you?"
"Because I have a magic mirror."
Gertrude gasped. Everyone in the tavern stopped talking. They were all listening to what the barber had to say.
"Yes, a magic mirror. If anyone who is not a good person looks into the mirror will show ugly marks on their face."
The crowd gasped. Then they began to chatter amongst each other. The barber gave a quiet giggle, but no one heard in all the noise.
"Oh my goodness,"
he said, standing up.
"It's getting rather late. My bedtime is coming up, so I better be going."
And off he went. Gertrude was overwhelmed with excitement.
"Oh, I have to join my book club,"
she exclaimed, and huffing and puffing, she too left in a hurry. Soon, all of her friends knew about the magic mirror. And they told their friends. And they told their friends until the whole city was buzzing with excitement. The newspaper man walked through the streets, calling out,
"Read all about it! Read all about it! The king of Spain is looking for the perfect wife. Just look into the barber's magic mirror to see if it's you."
Now, although hundreds, no, thousands of people had heard the news, can you imagine how many people came to look in the magic mirror? None. The king was loved by all, and he was a very kind and handsome man. So it was surprising that none of the noble ladies did not step forward to be his wife. But they all had some excuse or another.
"I'm feeling rather ill today."
"I have a very important appointment somewhere else.
The time is not yet right for me to marry."
"Oh, I just broke a nail. I must get it seen to."
Every morning the king would ask the barber who had come forward to look into the mirror. And every time the barber would answer, "None." The king sighed unhappily.
"What could be the problem? I mean, all the other kings seem to manage to find a wife. Is there something wrong with me? I just don't understand."
The barber replied,
"Your Majesty, there is one possibility. I know of a shepherd in the mountains. He might be bold enough to look into the mirror. Would you be willing to marry such a lowly person?"
"Lowly?"
the king barked.
"That means nothing to me. She could be a countess or a carpenter. All I want is for her to be a good person. Ask her to come."
So the barber went to find the shepherd. Of course, everyone in town soon heard about it.
"Read all about it! Read all about it!"
cried the newspaper man.
"A shepherd from the hills is going to look into the magic mirror."
Soon the royal hall was filled with the excited chatter of nobles, the ladies and knights, the counts and countesses, and dukes and duchesses. Their chatter was soon drowned out by the bleating of a flock of sheep. The shepherd had come. She entered, and everyone grew quiet. The sheep trotted quietly behind her. The crowd parted, creating a pathway for her to walk to the king and the barber.
Welcome,
said the king as he smiled warmly.
Please come closer. All you need to do is look into the magic mirror. If you have done bad things, or if you are not a good person, the mirror will show ugly marks on its surface.
Your Majesty,
she said,
nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes, and I am no different. I'm sure I made mistakes with my flock of sheep, but I think that they forgive me because they allow me to take care of them. I love my sheep, and I do everything I can to protect them. But I have never dreamed of becoming a queen. But I have dreamed of finding a good husband. I have no fear to look into your magic mirror.
The barber presented her with the mirror. She walked up to it and looked at her reflection. Everybody in the hall gathered around to see her reflection.
There are no spots on the mirror,
said one of the ladies.
Impossible,
said a countess as she pushed in between the shepherd and the mirror. The countess looked at her own reflection and also saw no spots.
This is not a magic mirror,
she shrieked.
We've been tricked.
This is an outrage.
A scandal.
Excuse me,
said the barber loudly.
If I might just have a word, you are correct. This is not a magic mirror. However, if you had been as confident about your character as the shepherd, if you had been true to yourselves, then you would have not refused to look into the mirror.
The king approached the shepherd. He got down on one knee and said to her,
My lady, I have no doubt that you are truly a good woman. I'm sure you will be a worthy queen and a wonderful wife. Will you marry me?
The crowd held their breath.
Well, I had to get to know you first.
Yes.
Maybe we could first be friends.
Of course.
And would there be a place here for my flock of sheep?
With pleasure.
Then I accept.
The crowd burst into cheering. The sheep happily bleated, and the king joyfully took the shepherd's hand. They grew to be a happy couple. They ruled the land with kindness, and they were loved by all.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.